You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards the goal! Oh, it's the United, Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jake Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's league match with Leamington from Saturday afternoon.
Sharp Radio for sharp listeners. I'm Lee Sharp and you're listening to FCUM Radio. Pop pickers.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club right here on your very own FCUM Radio. As well as the men's team, later in the show we'll be hearing if the women's team could overcome Warrington Wolverines on Sunday afternoon. But before that, it's to Saturday's match with Leamington, and with FC United looking to get their first away league win on the board since August, it's over to FC Live now at the new Windmill Ground.
Big team news. No Craig Linfield today, who's still got his injury from last week. Well, he's tall. And Steve Irwin is not with us, and that's because his partner's expecting a baby. He's either popped out now already, or...
Popped out? Well, like the facts just did.
Yeah, exactly.
The team sheet. Hold on. Steve Irwin news.
Birth news.
There you go. The baby popped out. He can't.
But a big congratulations.
Well, yes,
and a big good luck.
Bit premature.
We
did actually announce it. Actually, had a child on a previous show earlier on, so we're actually now going back on ourselves. So ignore what we said if you watch the program a little later on, because
he might have.
That's why he's not playing. Yes.
Just to clarify, yes. Everyone else is. It is to the bare bones, though, isn't it?
It very much is, Ben. In all fairness, and when you consider Elliot Simos and Sam O'Donnell are actually two players that are actually on the bench this afternoon. The two youngsters that came in, two of the four, all travelled actually down on the team bus this afternoon to give him a little bit of experience. Adrian Basso, well, Basso actually hasn't even arrived yet. I think he was making his own way, but again, no goalkeeper on the bench. Sam Tatum on the bench and Jamal Crawford on the bench as well. And I do find it a little bit of a strange one with Jamal on the bench, because he's been very instrumental, big great quality in the last few weeks, and this is quite a big pitch.
He was a late fitness test.
I know. I'm saying it's, and I was going to come on to that,
okay.
And you've ruined it.
Just
if I could walk away now,
you can't get out of this press box.
It was hard enough to get into it in fairness, but no, I mean, if he's not 100% fit, that was the right thing to do, put him on the bench, but hopefully he can come on and maybe, if needs be, change the game. But apart from that, you know, it's a very, very, in fairness, I've got to say, a very weak bench, because we've got two totally untried and tested players at this level on the bench. Sam Tatum again, you know, a player that's new to the club, and he's just come back from a loan period.
This is how Jill Reg works, though, isn't it? I mean, he can go out to Padding when we've got a full squad, but when we haven't, he can come back.
But what I do find interesting is that 28 day loan period for the likes of Michael Jones, and for me, Michael Jones should be a player in the squad, should have been brought back, say, look, you know, I'm sorry, we'll replace him with another player. Mosley, I mean, Simon Bannon, the manager of Mosley, just left her. You know, for me, Jones was a player that should be on the bench this afternoon, or actually starting in the game, you know, and give a little bit of balance to the team if needs be in the midfield, bringing on a player. But we haven't got anyone in the midfield really of any note at all, with any experience whatsoever. And as I said, there's only four players on the bench, but the rest of the team, there is obviously a little bit of experience in there. And against a Leamington team 3 points separating the two teams, it's going to be an interesting afternoon, Paul.
Yes.
Thanks, Paul.
Well, we've got an expert commentary team this afternoon of Swansea.
You just heard some of that expertise there from Stato Paul, didn't you?
You can follow the stats live at liveteamstats.com, thanks to our friends at Constructive Coding. And you can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk, and through Twitter at fcumradio. There's no other means of getting in touch with us. And
you cruel man.
We'll also be reading the forum and Facebook and that kind of thing as well. But the teams are about to come out, so it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon. It's Stato Paul, but here's Swamper.
It's going to be a free kick to the home team, and again, a decent position. FC's War will have to get back half a yard from the 18-yard box, and it'll be a right-footed ball whipped in again by the number 7, you expect Dunbar. Goal to the back post is a good ball, needs to be dealt with. As it's half cleared by FC United's Fag Bowler, the number 5 there in acres of space, James Mace. And, was it Mace or in feet? It might have been Jamie Hood. I think it was Jamie Hood, in fact. He hit him and he's just hit the back of the net.
That was a piece of pure fortune, you've got to say, for Leamington, and missed fortune for us. The ball in was fairly innocuous, really, wasn't it? But unfortunately, it didn't go where it should have gone.
It was, yeah. Well, you've got to, for me, a ball comes in like that, you've got to meet it. You can't let it come across everybody. You've got to meet it. Fag Bowler didn't deal with it in the correct manner, in all fairness. It hits him, comes across.
He just closed it down, really, didn't he? He closed it down and got lucky. The ball just bounced in.
Welcome back to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Armour. I've got no idea why I'm so chipper. It must be you. Stephen Wood, hello, welcome. Stato Paul, hello, welcome. It's the halftime show here on FC Live where we...
Mull over.
I like how you call it a show. It's impressive, though.
What can we say?
Well, the thing is, up to that stoppage when the fella got cleaned out by his own man, we were probably in control of the game, playing some good football. He had a good chance from Garner, who was a great save from the keeper. A couple of other shots at the keeper's just gone straight at him, really. We were on top, and then since that...
The referee's got more and more involved, hasn't he?
Well, it's been stop, start. So neither team's... I think the man, whoever he's doing for next to you, like you said, you know, and a half of low on chances, and there's been hardly any chance. I mean, the one there, Garner, the goal for them, which was had a element of fortune. It was like... 92 Upton Park, 92 Palace's clearance. What's his name?
Yeah,
can't remember anyway. And went in past Michael. Very similar to that goal. And beyond that, both teams are just
two teams struggling to create.
On a heavy pitch. Swampy, I heard Swampy then say about a bit more urgency, and he's right, because we've had good possession. We've had
How frustrating.
But we're a bit slow. Our midfield two default pass is sideways or backwards. That's a problem.
And we've said that.
Raki's
never nailed down a place in the first team since he's been here. But Kay, certainly his default setting is
backwards or sideways. Yeah, absolutely.
And
frustrating.
Let's talk about FC United going forward then. McCarthy's seen a lot of the ball out on the left hand side, but isn't getting a killer ball into the box. Greaves is living off bits and pieces. We've not really created anything clear cut, have we?
I think Greaves has hardly touched the ball in that first half. I think Garner's looked dangerous when he's been involved.
When he's been on the ball, yeah.
Has he got a Kane syndrome for Tottenham Hotspur, in that in fact he likes to get involved in bits of play which shouldn't really involve him? He's taking free kicks on the halfway line, for example, corners, throw-ins and corners. Shouldn't he be getting more involved if in the penalty area?
I can't say I really noticed that, to be honest with you. I shall keep an eye open for the second half of that one. One thing I have noticed, is it's frustrating me, is their keeper has got one method of distribution. He's kicking it out to their right winger every time. And we're just not, McCarthy's not coming back. We're not alive to it, whether it be McCarthy or something in the middle. So they're getting one, every time the keeper gets the ball, certainly in his hands, we're sort of isolated one-on-one on this side, because it's coming down here every time, and two or three times Arlington's had to come out to sweep it up,
and we're treating it as if it's a shock move, but it does it again and again,
again and again and again, and we're not picking it up. It's very similar to when we used to play Charlie, and it was Sam Ashton over to the right for Ross Gold to head it back in, and we never got to grips with that neither in the past, and we're not getting to grips with this one. It's like Paul said, it's not one or two moves. It's every time he gets the ball in his hand, that's the distribution out.
Jamie Hood got the goal on 43 minutes, and I'd like to say it's classic FC defending, because it is in a way, isn't it?
We've cleared it, there, Gallon and gone in, from a silly free kick in the first place.
Some of our clearances of lack conviction, let's say, in this game.
That was the classic.
Yeah.
But it also came from. It also came from. I want to bring this into what you think, especially you, Paul. But you can, either of you. Well, that's what we're here for. Well, it came from their free kick here.
Yes. Yeah.
The most bizarre given free kick in memory of football, because we kicked it. Higham kicks it out for a throw-in, nowhere near where the free kick has been given. The linesman's given offside. Now, it can only be offside, because to be offside in an offside position is not an offence. The ball has to go forward to within the vicinity of him. He actually kicks it on down the road.
But
so it can't be a free kick.
But the ball has to travel a long way from that free kick before we...
Greaves made the point to say to him a couple of times before and then wait after the goal. Well, you know, the ball... Because it would have gone for a throw-in, not for a launch.
Just to talk about some of the baffling referee decisions. The Racky booking, where he's doing...
He points into four places. We've only conceded two free kicks at that stage.
Yeah.
That then sets the tone, basically, that FC United midfield is going to be slightly toothless for the next... 80
well,
minutes.
He was a lucky boy, the second one, because he probably should have got a second yellow for his foul towards the end of the half there.
He may well have got it, but for the fact that the Leamington players tried to crowd him and influence him.
They've done that a lot today.
And that's probably saved him, because the referees probably said to them, I'm not going to be influenced by you.
Yeah, so
therefore,
I'm just
maybe I won't get
his last
yellow card
out. Yeah. But you know, the frustrating thing is, I was saying before that, you know, when we were on top in that bit, it looked like one of them games where if we got that an early goal, we'd be a couple of goals to the good.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You can see it. It's just frustrating.
It brings to mind when we scored at Spennymoor, and all of a sudden, we scored four. But it was the first one that kind of persuaded the team that
we
can actually score goals.
Yeah.
And you could probably say the same at Boston as well.
I mean, is it safe to say that FC United? It's clear now that. For the rest of the season, I don't care what happens in the next 45 minutes, to be honest. But it's true
I
to
do,
say that.
Can I go on there instead of you then?
I mean,
oh, right,
my
okay.
next statement. I'm
oh,
going to
go
say.
On then. Sorry.
FC United away from home, we're just not on it. Are we? We're not the same team.
We are I think we are now officially the worst side away from home in the division, because even North Ferriby have won twice.
And isn't that a bit weird?
Why are we so poor away from home?
Even Stalybridge Celtic in the Northern Premier League have started to win games away from home now.
It is weird, and it's weird from the point of view, it's not as if we play differently. We don't like set up at home to go out flowing attacking football, and then we go away, we defend. We don't play any differently, home or away, rightly or wrongly.
When you review so many of our games away from home this season, how many of them have we not really threatened to score in?
Quite a few.
You know, so therein lies the problem.
Yeah. No, I agree. And that comes back to what I was saying. It's not like we play defensive. We don't pack the defence and pack the midfield and just play differently. It's not, you know, it's not like a tactic to play differently away from home. The team lines up the same as it does at home.
I think this first half sums up our away form this season, in that we're in the game for some of it, but then the game drifts away from us and we just end up defending. And we just don't seem to be able to transform a team on top.
Maybe.
And get the ball off them enough and start pressuring them ourselves. The game seems to go pass us by eventually, doesn't it? Away from home.
It is a weird one. It really
is. So we spend like half an hour with kind of half clearances and losing the second ball, and it's coming back again and again and again.
And I don't know about you two. Obviously, you two have a job to do here on the radio. You come on at half time and you analyse what you just see. My mind drifts watching FC United away from home. You just can't get involved in it, can you?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
It's as if we become a passive.
You become as passive as FC United's defence does.
Yeah.
But what Paul said is absolutely right, because all of a sudden then a goal, and they all go, oh, we're away from home, we can score. Oh, you know what? We might get a couple more, and then like your Spennymoors and your Bostons, and to a certain extent, Blythe, although we didn't play brilliantly, but. We improved and we scored the goal, and we probably could have won that game.
I mean, Tom Greaves said
little things like that. You know,
Tom Greaves said last night his attitude was he was going to take the game to them today. And for the first 10 minutes or so, you thought,
we set up to take the game to them. We've got Gunn in midfield. We've got the fullbacks are pressing up. You've got three strikers up front.
But whether it's a lack of conviction or whatever it is that's lacking, we end up.
I mean, the other difficulty is the fact that we haven't really got a steady lineup at the moment. We've not had a steady lineup since first game of the season.
It's the Evo Stick Championship winning.
You know, I mean, again, it's another change of team.
Revolving door.
And for various reasons. Obviously, we know about Linfield's injury. Jamal Crawford is slightly injured.
I mean, obviously,
and Irwin's not here. But it's like, you know,
which brings us on to the substitutes bench this afternoon.
Yes, which is the bare bones.
And Jamal Crawford is not 100%, I think we can safely say. But they may need to gamble on him in this second half to try and stem the tide here and actually make some inroads.
But the worry is we've got Alinson, who we know has been carrying a knock. He's gone down twice, and whilst we have a named goalkeeper,
he's taken account.
He's clearly the invisible man because he's clearly not here. And so if he has to go off, we've got a problem there.
We have a problem as well because we do have a midfielder who is going to get a second yellow card in the second
half. Expect so, yeah.
And,
you'd expect
and
so.
And there is no direct swap that can be made. I think O'Donnell is a defender, I think. So it's not the best, is it? And Simoes. That's what I'm going to go with.
You've got it on your mind.
Simoes.
You've not had it for a few weeks, have you?
Simoes is... come back, Alan. Simoes is a striker. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Get him on, then. Oh, right. Yeah, I mean,
what
you're right.
What about MacArthur?
What about him?
MacArthur...
He's been frustrating today because he's in good positions, but... He's put a couple of decent balls in early on, and then he's reverted to tight where he's just hit the first defender every time. It's frustrating.
I mean, this game now it requires. I'm going to use the term. It requires a warrior. To pick up the team and get us back in this game. And he's supposed to be that one of those players. And
Racky off on the hour, McCarthy into midfield, and
Crawford up front. Crawford. That's point. Going back to your point, though, Ben, that's probably the only way we can do it.
There you go, there's an option.
Okie dokie. I've got to wait 15
no,
minutes.
No, Racky, not okie dokie, Racky.
Sorry, I do apologise. Woods out, closing thoughts as the team come back out to the pitch. Thank you very much.
This
has been FC Live.
That's the point.
Half time show. Thank you to Woods out there. Always a pleasure, always a chore. And there you go. Just before we go, just a mention for the women's team, Paul, while we've got you here.
Yes, weather permitting.
Weather permitting, away at Warrington.
Warrington will rinse tomorrow at Grappinall. 2 o'clock kickoff. So hopefully the women will be back on track.
We do have April's coming, and we do have some women's team lives coming up as well. One game in the stadium we've got, as well as a cup final.
Cup final on the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Which will be here on SC Radio if you can't make it in person. But the teams are now back out for the second half, and that can only mean one thing. It's now time to welcome back our expert commentary team for the second half. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
Or alternatively.
And I'm Chair Army. Don't forget to donate. fcmradio.co.uk/donate. All donations lovingly received for this lovingly broadcastable radio station. And it's now time for the second half. Here's Stato Paul and Swampert.
And with no goals in the second half, the final score on Saturday was Leamington 1, FC United 0. Here are the FC Live team with their closing thoughts.
The referee blows his whistle and puts us out of our misery, in fairness. A huge result for the home team. And in fairness, first 10 minutes of FC United, I thought, well, you know, we've got a game on here. We were going to play some good football. We were going to move the ball around a little bit. We were going to play the ball from left to right. But when I look at our bench, and when I look at a situation where we can't afford to change the game, because we haven't got players on, A, that have got any experience at all at this level, secondly, one player is injured, thirdly, our goalkeeping coach, or goalkeeping, other goalkeeper, hasn't made it to the game, and it's just poor. It really is. Very, very, very poor from FC United this afternoon. It was a game that the home team, well, they showed more commitment, they showed more quality, they showed more urgency, they wanted a little bit more, and really the frailties of FC United and Manchester continue, and it's a game where we can maybe look at the end of the season, and this might be the defining game. I firmly believe that 48 to 52 points will keep the team up. But with performances like that, Paul, we're going to struggle. And with a big, big game against York City at home at Borders Park, Fortress Borders could be undone on Monday if we have a performance in like that.
It just looks like we're not going to get anything away from home for the rest of the season, which means that we'd probably say 6 points short now of safety, 50 points. And all those points are going to have to come up at Broadhurst Park somehow.
Well, again, I'm looking at that game, and I'll be honest with you, lads. You're 1-0 down with 10 minutes to go. You make your only substitution of the game, and you bring off an attacking footballer.
Well,
why would you do that? You can bring off maybe you push Glynn up a little bit further. You bring off a midfield player. You bring off Racky maybe because he's on a yellow card and he's been walking the tyre out through the game. You don't bring off a player. I mean, he didn't have a great game, and no one had a great game for FC United, imagine. I mean, in saying that, I thought Hughes did well, and I thought Sini did well. But apart from that, it was poor. And it's not acceptable, as far as I'm concerned, that, yep. You know, you've got to put a big shift in. You've got to put a work rate and commitment in. And unfortunately, they've not done that this afternoon. Are you leaving us, Paul? Or you come back on the team bus, you know? Or is it is it near into town for you to get home? He gets home an hour earlier, so he's a happy man.
I'm here.
Oh, are you? Oh, great.
Can we just go back to what we were saying about the substitutes bench? That's the first thing to mention. Just as the crowd are coming past. We did come into this game with the bare bones on the substitutes bench, and that does raise the question about the decision to take Jones and Palmer on a loan to Mosley. It does raise that question about why we've chosen to do that in a run-in, a crucial run-in.
Well, it does.
All we've missed today is Jamal Crawford, who's meant to be a young player anyway, an inexperienced young player, who picked up a knock on Saturday. Linfield, who picked up a similar knock, and Irwin's expected to be a dad. And that's enough to give us that substitutes bench.
And the thing is to bear in mind as well, you've got two players that are contracted, so they're being paid regardless, so perhaps they should have been here today. Now,
you thought it'd be a bad idea to bring them on anyway, because yes. As you said, if you put on a 17, 18 year old in this situation here, that could destroy his any momentum he'll have going into getting a first team contract to the end of the season like he has. That's the death of a career.
The way I look at it is, yeah, I mean, we're privileged enough to be on the team bus, and so you look at young players, and the development of a young player is to be part of a first team, given the opportunity to get on the team bus, see what the vibe's like and all the rest of it, and that's really good for them, and I think that can help. And also being on the bench, I think, is very good for them. You don't want to necessarily bring them on at all, but you want to give them that experience, and that happens with all clubs. So therefore today we've got those two on there, we've got a non-existent goalkeeper, and we've got Sam Tatum, and we've got
Crawford. Probably.
Crawford's injured, so he's not come on. Tatum should have come on 20 minutes before he did, because he's got a bit of pace about him, a bit of attacking prowess. I think in hindsight is perhaps what you'd have to look at. But I thought it was a strange one that you'd let two players go out on loan. If it was on 7 days' notice, I could understand it. But the fact that it's on a 28-day, and I don't think they can come back for 28 days, I think that is the problem that we've got. Because they could have been influential today. They could have actually helped and maybe changed things around a little bit. But that doesn't take away that when the players that you've got on the pitch, you need them to put a shift in and work and to perform to certain abilities, and I don't think we did today. We could all blame the pitch, I suppose, but
the other thing, both
teams are playing, that's the downside.
I mean it's no different to Broadhurst Park currently at the moment, I wouldn't have thought, apart from a bit more sand obviously in this pitch, but the other talking point is Racky, and that's the bit that's really annoyed me, because the first booking is within about, I think it's 10 minutes or so into the game, and it's not a booking, and the referee's pointing around to these fictional free kicks. We counted two free kicks, including that one, so it's not persistent fouling, it's the first foul.
And
both bookings are exactly the same, just a little chop on the ankles as a it's just a free kick, it's not a booking. And to have a midfielder on a yellow card for the majority of the game doesn't help our situation at all.
No, it doesn't, but also what you need to do is, in my mind, if you see the way the referee is and you see the way the game's going, and you bring him off. and you bring on Tatum with a bit of pace, a bit of quality, and perhaps he can change the game a little bit. It's very hard to come on with just ten minutes to go and try and influence and change a game completely.
Chris Bentley's been in touch to say, I disagree about the young players. More disheartening for them to not get a game while seeing how...
No.
I'm going to substitute a word here, Chris. Rubbish. Are the first team.
No, listen, I understand where you're coming from, but I think those players, the lads that are on the bench today, they've never seen the first team play that often. No. So they don't know if that was good or bad. I think...
Do you remember towards the end, there was a season once when we were in the MPL where we played at Hurst Cross against Ashton United, and we threw on a couple of the younger players, because it's not the first time we've toyed with this idea of bred in youth. And they just disappeared. Did I say breading?
Yeah, breading. You mean blooding?
Blooding.
Yeah, so you can't bread a youth.
No. depends if you work for a bread factory, I suppose. But it's those youth players went missing in that game and we never saw them again. And that's the danger, isn't it? Apart from Fagbola's clearance, which was very... It was very fortunate.
The goal was unfortunate.
The defence hasn't been.
But they've deserved.
Yes.
That fortune for the work rate and the quality that they've put in the game. They've actually done well this afternoon. They've worked hard. They've been the better team. They've had better chances. They've wanted to win it more, and you know they've got a couple of quality players that actually made a difference in the final third. It was only 1-0. FC's goalkeeper hasn't had a huge amount to do, but they've looked better. They look more menacing. Our final ball, our second ball was poor. We couldn't get to grips with the play in any way, shape or form. Our opening 5 to 10 minutes, I thought, were excellent. And we did exactly what I wanted to do. From right to left, from left to right, spread the game, open it up, and if Garner has scored, as he should have scored, at the back post with that header in the first five, the game is different, because we've got the confidence, we've got a goal away from home, we can maybe just hang on to that a little bit and then get through that first next 20 minutes. But we didn't score from that. But it looked, for all intents and purposes, that there was going to be a good game of football on show. Both teams looked, they were going backwards and forwards, high lines, working hard, pressurising each other. The injury to Gittings, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yes.
Is 4 or 5 minutes. And after that, the game changes its complexity. FC United can't get into the pace of the game again. The referee starts being a little bit niggly for both teams for a lot. You know, free kick after free kick after free kick. It gets a little bit, shall we say, stale. The goal comes, as I say, from a unfortunate incident where the corner comes in and it, you know, you try and clear your lines, you're about to clear it and it hits the number five and he doesn't know a great deal about it and it's in the back of the net. But they've made the fortune because they've been in the right place. They've gambled. And what have we done all afternoon? With any balls going into the penalty, no one's gambled to get that ball into the penalty area and to actually try and get them on the end of it. I didn't see anyone throwing themselves in, diving after balls. And that's what you're going to do. When you're fighting for your lives at the bottom, you've got to throw yourself in or to anything and anything.
Well, this goes back to the Warriors side of thing. I mean, to be fair, Maurice Day's been in touch, and he's right here. Logan, Wisdom, Corbett, Baird, Linfield and Irwin all missing today. And we did discuss that at half-time, just
Corbett's been missing for some time.
Yeah, I know, but, he, those kind of players... We're talking about battling away. Corbett is the kind of defender and left wing-back attacker, as it transpires, who will battle away.
Because he had quite a number of red cards.
Exactly.
In the season. Yeah, we've had a number of players missing. Give that list again.
Right, okay. Logan,
hold
Wisdom.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Logan.
Yep.
When was the last time he played?
I think it would have been around the Salford game.
So we're talking...
Roughly.
We're talking about 2 months.
Yes.
So he hasn't played for 2 months. So we can discount that because that has no bearing, unfortunately.
Wisdom.
Well, Wisdom...
I mean,
how... Right, let's carry on then.
Corbett. I think Corbett has been a big miss, to be fair.
Corbett has been... Well, listen, I'm not... You can't... The problem we've got is in front of goal, and we've got a problem with actually passing the ball into areas.
And this is the other thing. I mean, you've said there, Maurice, Logan, Wisdom, Corbett, Baird, all... apart from Logan, obviously Logan, I can't remember the team, I think it might have been Telford or Nuneaton, he tore them a new one, didn't he, up down the right hand side at Broadhurst Park. We have missed that kind of dynamism on the wings, to be fair. and Linfield and Irwin. You said something in commentary that we might have missed Linfield today.
Well, we missed Linfield because he has scored a number of goals and he's been influential. But we shouldn't be in a position where we're missing, and no disrespect to Linfield, missing players of that quality when we should have quality on the bench in order to be able to, you know, like for like, so to speak. I understand the point, and everyone's entitled to that. And yes, on paper, but a number of them players haven't played for a number of months. And, you know, if you look at this performance this afternoon against a performance perhaps that we put in against Bradford Park Avenue, I was worried second half-wise. We scored four goals, but the same token, it was there wasn't a huge test there. And today, I wanted to come into the game, you know, all guns blazing and, you know, that high tempo. We started for 10 minutes, and after that, unfortunately, we went downhill a little bit.
And we've had Tony get in touch. Is it time FC moved Fagbola on? He doesn't seem to be as sharp as he was last year. The defence...
No, listen,
Hughes
listen.
Has had a good game. Fagbola's had a good... not good
They've
game.
They've worked out.
Been all right.
Listen, defenders, ordinarily, because the nature of the beast, they do quite a lot of... can do a huge amount of work when they've got against a team we've got two, three decent attacking players. The one thing to bear in mind is my observation is when we're heading the ball, we don't seem to head the ball in the right positions. We head the ball that help the opposition. I'd like to see us head the ball 20 yards, either out for a throw-in or
that
indeed
way.
The opposite way. But we seem to head the ball in the air high. We go to 50 pence piece, or to left or to the right. Fagbola, look, he's... I think personally what needs to happen with Fagbola is this. He needs to be coached. He's a decent player. If you get the right, if you can get him coached in the right manner, he can be a good attribute. His work rate is there. He's a very nice lad.
Very athletic.
He's decent, don't get me wrong. But he needs a little bit of coaching for me, and you'll see a different player. Corbett was, you know, another player who started off, I thought,
bit raw.
Very raw. Was, you know, his quality wasn't there simply because we were going through that period, weren't we? The stroppy teenager phase of the season where we were just kicking everybody and getting red cards. I'm not playing. I'm going to kick you and get sent off. That kind of stuff.
Oh, I wish I was filming you at that point.
And he has been a miss.
Just to say for Loz, because I'd never finished the point about Tom Greaves, apparently he suggests that we give him a bit of a dressing down if he comes over.
Who?
Tom Greaves.
Who said that?
Loz. But the thing is about Tom Greaves is he always comes over and he accepts your viewpoint. And, you know, if he disagrees, he will do.
I mean, I've also actually said to him off air, and I've spoke to him on the phone and texted him, look, if you don't agree with what I say, bring me to tasks. You know, I think the way I watch a game of football, I'm as partisan as the game allows me to. But if the game has been poor and you can see the weaknesses and you can see the lack of quality that we have in certain areas and certain parts of the game, you've got to be open and honest. And I don't think anybody with any rational thinking can disagree with certain things that you say in football. You can have different opinions, but the same token, I think we've been undone with poor quality this afternoon from ourselves. I think we as a football club, haven't helped ourselves with the squad, with the players that have been allowed to go on loan and haven't come back. Those players that have actually been injured. I mean, today, you know, if Sam Baird had been fit, well, how does the game... Do you play a back three and allow maybe Senior and Higham to go further up the pitch and, you know, maybe you change your... You change your formation, but I think what you ultimately got to do, if you've got to play, you've got players up top, they've got to win the ball. I mean, in fairness to the likes of McCarthy in the first half, I think his work rate was good. He held the ball quite well. He was playing out more of a wide than through the middle. But it's the distribution, it's the final ball. You know, you've got to look up and play balls in.
To be fair to McCarthy as well, no one's gambling on that near post where those balls are being delivered.
Well,
so, I mean, you could argue that should be McCarthy, but that's the way
they're going. All round, it's been poor. You've got to gamble.
Steve Turner's been in touch. On-field management seems to be woeful as the off-field management. And, I mean, you've been critical this afternoon of a couple of decisions made from when it comes to... on the bench. I mean, there's a hand here that's had to be played, and, you know, whether that was a winning hand or could have been a winning hand, I don't know. But on the field, there's no G'ing up going on, and there's no thinking on your feet, is there, as an 11? That is true.
If the 11 aren't doing it, it's down to your management to do it on the sidelines. It's a very inexperienced team, a very experienced new management team. It's very difficult for a manager to do a great deal on the pitch, because when you're up top where you are, you don't see it as well as you can if you're maybe a defender or a goalkeeper, as they have their goalkeeper, you know, he's the captain. Tom played himself today because there's no option. There was no other option. Tom was playing. McCarthy played because there was no other option. Other players played because there wasn't no real option this afternoon. I think it's very hard to criticise young lads that have come in and been given an opportunity from a management perspective to be involved in the football club. Any one of us who were given that opportunity would take it tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You know, if you felt you had the confidence yourself, you'd take it. And so I can't in any way, shape or form blame anyone or the club.
We're not blaming anyone.
No, no.
I think the important thing to recognise what we should do as a radio team is we should criticise where criticism needs to be done, because that's the only way people will learn. And you know, it's up to the management team to take on board.
Yeah,
what
I'm not going to criticise the performance. Yeah. I'm going to criticise.
There's nothing malicious about what we're saying here. We've spotted a couple of things that have been done, and we're saying that probably should. I mean, we've got a duty as an audio fanzine to flag these issues as and when they occur. And there's been a couple of things which have happened. We should have made. Maybe we should think about that a bit more.
But again, that's inexperience maybe from the management team. I've said it for quite a number. Not just because, even over the period where we were winning games against the big teams, you know, that hopefully will be the one that keeps us in the division. But we need someone alongside helping, mentoring, maybe at the end of this game, because it'll be interesting to know who at the end of this game can sit down with those three and give them a critique of the game. Who do they have that they can do that?
Us.
I would have loved someone to be in the ground and critique it for them and tell them about it. You know, and what went well, what we can improve on, where the mistakes were made. You know, supporters can go on message boards and talk about it all day and all night. They need someone to help them out.
It does.
At this crucial stage of the season where the potential to be relegated can cost us hundreds of thousands of pounds. The Northern Premier Division, you and I know very, very well, it's getting stronger and stronger.
Especially next season. You've got no
next season is going to be. And the crowds, we need to be where we are, and we need to be able to build upon it. So decisions have to be made in the right way. I think there's a lot of decisions that have been made very poorly, poor judgment, over this season in its entirety. We hopefully just need to get to a stage where we are safe, and then we can sit down and we can bring in someone together with the new management team that can help them, can mentor them, because it's a hard thing. You know,
at the end of the day, FC United's a football club. I know a lot of people have said that before when being dismissive about politics and that kind of thing. It's a football club at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But it feels like at the moment the football side needs more scrutiny, and it needs more help. And you don't need to spend money to offer help. This is just simple things. And we've been saying this now for months. Even during Dicey December, we were saying this. The young management team needs a wise head as a go-to for advice, help and assistance.
And they don't need to be worried about anyone coming in helping them, taking their jobs, because that's what it won't be about. I mean, I know, and people are going, oh, somebody's going about Roy Sewell again. I'm not talking about Roy Sewell.
Roy Sewell's busy with other things, has been now for 2 years.
Yeah,
so.
And Roy would come in and would give advice, and as always, mentored and helped people, and it continues to do that, you know, in his daily life as a teacher, and also at Manchester United, you know, he's out watching teams and all the rest of it. And when he comes to FC, he gives us his knowledge.
And it's not just FC; he gives it FC management. We know managers
who
speak to Roy on regular basis.
We're not talking about Roy, but so we're talking about, you know, someone that can come in, someone that can help out, someone that can give a bit of. I mean, I'd like someone. In fairness, I mean, you know, I don't know where Charlie's been today. I mean, he's working with the younger lads, but there's experience there.
We've had a couple of mentions: Chris Bentley, Swampy, more mobile, and MacArthur. I think that's a bit unfair on you, to be honest, mate.
Cheeky.
Claire confirms that, yes, it was Bomb Champion I was talking about. Want to do the Manc Marathon with me next week, Swamper? That's from Helen.
No one
will sponsor him. It'll be a waste of time. Did anyone sponsor Swampy on that run?
Yes. I did the 5K the other year.
You can't blame the defence. It's not unreasonable to concede a single goal away from home. Two time and time again have next to no shots at their keeper in away matches is unforgivable when we are scrapping away. And that is
100% correct. I thought Hughes today, Fagbola, Higham and Senior didn't have bad games. I thought they worked. There was a lot of pressure on them. I think it's the way we've got to defend from the top and work and work and work. And there are issues. And as you say, if you don't have shots on target, you don't test goalkeepers, you're never going to go score goals. And that's a major, major problem FC United have had all season.
Just to say, I think we'll have to go in a minute because I'm not sure when the team bus is leaving. Very difficult being a new manager and being thrown in as a player manager. Critical that we keep our heads above water now and stay in this division. And yes, Tim agrees that yes, we need help.
But the thing is,
yes,
and to a degree,
he's agreeing.
If a manager takes that responsibility,
well, yeah,
it's
no defence. But
you're right. We do need help. We need help and we need guidance. I mean, I would always ask, you know, if I in any walk of life, if you're doing a job and you think you're quite competent and things aren't going exactly right for you, go and seek help. Go and help guide, get guidance, and find out what other people in the game, maybe a little bit more experience, can help you out. Because everyone needs an arm around the shoulder. I don't know who Tom's got to do that this moment in time, or Jack, or indeed other Tom.
Should we group hug the bus?
No, Ben, it's not group hugs tonight. Okay. They were woeful. They deserve to walk home. Oh, sorry.
And on that note, that is the end of One More Cup of Coffee, and that is the end of FC Live. A big thank you to Swampy and Stato Paul for their excellent work this afternoon. But that's us from the new windmill ground, and this is...
But the last time we'll be here, I would have thought. They're moving to a new ground out there, yes, at some stage, quite soon, hopefully.
You know, it is literally on a farm. It's been a nice afternoon when it comes to hospitality, not so much on the pitch. That has been FC Live, and we'll see you all Monday.
Take care, everyone. Farewell. Good night.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon. After the match, Ben caught up with FC United player manager Tom Greaves.
So, Tom, thanks for joining us after that. Not the outcome we wanted.
No, not at all. Very frustrating afternoon for us. I thought we were the better team throughout, to be honest. Gerrard's had a chance early doors, and if that goes in, it's a completely different game. But just didn't seem to be going in for us today. I thought the work rate was there. The heart and desire was there. We got the ball wide. We got balls into the box. It just wasn't dropping for us.
Going into this game, obviously, we had a couple of injuries going into this game, yeah. With Jamal Crawford and with Craig Linfield. And obviously, we missed Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
And that was... That ball through on the substitutes bench, it was very bare this afternoon. What did that mean from a management point of view when it comes to how you could alter the game? Because we could only make one substitution essentially in that game.
Yeah, obviously you're looking at the bench and you're thinking who's going to come here and change the game. And to be fair, Sam did well when he came on. We've missed Linnean there today, we've missed Stevie Irwin. Obviously, you don't want to risk hamstrings with Linnean, and that's why Jamal hasn't played a part either today, because we've got to look at the bigger picture. But yeah, frustrating afternoon. We have only got a small squad. Budget only allows us a small squad. There's a lot of positives we can take out of it. We've got the ball down, we've worked hard. There's some good performances in there, but like I said, it just won't drop in for us.
We did have a couple of questions that came in with regards to Jones and Palmer. Obviously, they've gone out on loan to Mosley. Yeah. I mean, what's the situation there? Because they would have been ideal this afternoon, wouldn't they?
Yeah, of course they would, yeah. It's just that's just one of them footballing things. We've sent them out there to get games. We had a good, honest chat with them and said the game time will probably be limited going towards the end of the season. We wanted to go with the experienced lads. But yeah, you can't expect a couple of hamstrings. Stevie Irwin's baby's about to drop, so you don't expect four players to be out. Something that probably we've got to learn from. If we can get them back, then we will. We'll probably have to wait the 28 days now. But we're looking at the starting 11. I was confident that we could get something out of the game. Unfortunately, not to be today.
Now, obviously, you talk about, you know, it just wasn't falling for us. There was like a disappointing lack of shots on target. I mean, there weren't that many. I mean, I could think of
you mentioned the Garner header on the back post, but that was like 10 minutes into the first half. I could think of McCarthy swinging one towards the far corner, but he was saved. But that was it essentially, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've got the ball into the final third. Well, we've got wide. Joel Senior's got wide. Conor McCarthy's got wide, and we've put balls into the box. He just won't drop in for us for clear cut chances. The ball's whipped across me a few times, but you can only gamble one way, and it's just one of them things today. It just won't go in for us.
Now, going back to your options that you had on the bench at the time, obviously we only made one substitution. That was Tatum, and he only came on towards the end, 10 minutes towards the end.
Yeah.
And you changed the formation slightly. I think you put McCarthy up front with yourself.
Yeah.
That seemed to bear a bit of fruit. Could that substitution not have been made sooner?
Yeah. Again, probably a learning curve for us. Because we were getting in good areas and we were getting balls into the box, we felt like it was coming, but it didn't. And then you think, you're looking at it, and there's 10 or 12 minutes left, and we threw him on to get wide, and he caused problems and did well. So yeah, potentially that's something that we should have done a little bit earlier.
And the other thing we had correspondence in about was the two young lads on the bench, excluding Crawford, who everyone forgets is quite young himself.
Yeah.
A game like this, did the management toy with the idea of dropping them in, and what would that have done for them as young players?
To be fair, they're both more than capable of coming on and making a difference. Like I said, we thought because we were getting the balls into the box and we was well on top of the game, I'd like to see the percentage of possession in that second half. We felt like it were coming, so didn't really think that was massive changes to be needed. But no, they're both more than capable of coming on and impacting games.
Raki obviously got two yellow cards, and it looked like both were for persistent fouling, and the first one was, I'm not going to get you in trouble here, I'll say what I think. The first booking, the referee's counted how many challenges. We'd actually only given away two free kicks at that point. What can we do about two bookings like that? Oh, is there nothing we can do?
What can you do? I think, to be honest, I think it was very soft, the actual challenge. And for him to say that he's already made three or four fouls is nonsense. He's made two, including that one. So, but Danny's got to then stand up for the second one. We've told him basically not to make a tackle, just stand up. And he's not done that. He's given him a chance to send him off, and he has done. And obviously we'll suffer for that in the next few weeks.
And the other thing to add as well, it's another away game that's gone begging for any Gusta points.
Yeah.
What can we do, Tom, to improve the away form? Because
We've just got to keep digging in away from home. We had a good chat with Sam the physio on Thursday night about recovery and things like that, and also about how to prepare for the games, what we can eat and when we eat and things like that on the coach, what types of food that the lads are eating. So we're giving all the advice we can give. One of them things, we've just got to keep digging and hopefully our luck changes a little bit, and then that's football. You go probably win three or four on the bounce away from home.
And finally, York City on Monday, where are we looking? Obviously Irwin might be back and Baird might be back. What we're looking like?
Sam's probably a few days too soon. We're hoping Stevie's missus has dropped now to give him a little bit of rest. Jamal should be okay. That was more precaution. Linney should be okay. But there's a lot of heavy legs out there, so they've got to do the recovery that Sam's told them. And there's no fresh knocks, I don't think. So we'll go with, we'll hopefully have a few back. But it's that stage of the season. There's heavy legs, so I mean, it's going to be the same for them as well.
And it's a big game. I mean, how do you cheat? Because it's like Boston. Boston was the second half, that kind of lift that we got against Boston, it was the complete opposite. So I can't remember the game before that, but the game before that was a total drag. But this one, you know, this one's another kick in the guts. I mean, how do we pick ourselves up from this big game like York?
Definitely. I don't think the performance is one to forget. We were on top for most of the game, but obviously the result is we've got to get out of our heads as fast as we can. We're going back home. We know we've had a good run of form at home, so fingers crossed that'll stand in our favour. But we'll just approach the game as we do every game and hopefully get on top, and if we can nick something there, that'll be fantastic.
Tom Greaves there from Saturday afternoon. Sadly, FC United's home match with York City, scheduled for Bank Holiday Monday, was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. But FC United will return to action this Saturday as the Reds travel south to take on Tamworth. The address for the ground is the Lamb Ground, Kettlebrook Road, Tamworth, Staffordshire, B77 1AA. That's the Lamb Ground, B77 1AA. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But as always, if you cannot make this first match in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air on www.fcumradio.co.uk on Saturday live from the Midlands from 2:30 p.m. right here on your very own FCUM Radio. That's nearly it for This Club Is My Club for this week, but just before I go, I can happily report that following a lengthy break, the FC United women's team returned to league matters on Sunday, dispatching Warrington Wolverines away from home by 6-1. Next up for Luke Podmore's side will be a Wednesday night trip to Lostock Graylam FC, where FC United will take on Northwich Vixens. Kick-off on Wednesday will be at 6:30 p.m. But that's it from me. You can hear this show on Mondays and Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.